What's up, people? This is me. That's right. It's actually happening. That's right. It's Baratunde Thurston, and we're back with another Front Porch Podcast. This is episode 26, and we have some serious things to discuss, my people. We have to discuss the future of our relationship as podcaster and listener. Because I feel that I have abused you, I feel that I've taken you for granted, not intentionally, but in practice, this is what has happened. So let me tell you what's going down. One, thank you very much for those who commented on the Black History Month snippets I did for Shelley the Republican podcast, sponsored, hosted by Billy Bob Neck. In fact, Billy Bob Neck just reached over 100 podcasts. I want to congratulate Billy Bob Neck and everybody over at ShelleyTheRepublican.com. Please check them out for having me on the show. It got me back into audio after sitting on my butt forever, but it wasn't enough because you haven't heard from me since. In the month of March, I actually had lost my voice for just about the entire month. So that's a pretty good excuse. Hard to podcast without a voice. Still, I could have done something. I could have said something. I could have thrown something out there. I went to PodCamp NYC. PodCamp is a conference about podcasting. And it reinvigorated my belief in this medium and my relationship with you guys, members of the community. I met some people. I'm going to tell you about four things that happened to be, but don't hold me to it. There might be a fifth. At a cocktail party Friday night, a woman came up to me, said, "I know you. You're Baratunde. Oh my God, I love your show. I love your blog. You're incredible. I can't believe I'm meeting you. It's such an honor to meet you. Can I have your autograph?" Folks, someone asked for my autograph. That's it. I could have retired right then and there, but what do I have to show for? 25 measly little shows. I mean, granted, the blog has a lot more going on, but this is the podcast. We're talking on a podcast. It wasn't enough. Okay, so I appreciated that, and I want to thank that young lady. I don't even want to say her name because maybe she doesn't want to be known publicly, but you know who you are if you're listening, and I think you probably are one of the few who stuck with me through all of my abuse. Number two, I met the man behind Both Sides of the Surface, B-Sotch. Check out www.bsots. That's Bravo Sierra. What's the O? I don't know. Omar, whatever. October. No, it's November. Oscar. Haha. Yeah, Bravo Sierra, Oscar Tango Sierra, whatever. You know, I ain't no military man. But he really loved the Black History Month snippets, and he was describing how it was a very different experience from reading it to hearing it. So I want to thank you and send some folks over your way. And he's been with us for a good long while. Then I met CC Chapman. For those who are into podcasting or into virtual worlds like Second Life and all this new media, you know who CC Chapman is. He's like an ambassador. He's like a celebrity within this whole new media landscape. And he's also in Boston. We'd never met in person. I finally met him in person. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful until he said something shocking to me. He said, "Hey, Baratunde, yeah, I remember you. Didn't you used to do a podcast like a year and a half ago or something?" Ouch. Used to do a podcast? Used to do a podcast? Well, yeah, why wouldn't he say that? I mean, seriously, look at my production schedule, folks. In 2005, I did 6 shows. I started in February of that year, and I only did 6 shows. Pretty sporadic. 2006, I did 11 shows. So I nearly doubled, but still, it's pretty bad. There were months where I did nothing. I did nothing between, you know, what do you call that? June, July, August of 2006, there was nothing. There was nothing in 2005 after July. I just took the second half of the year off. What's up, man? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel like if I was like dad, I feel like I told you guys I was off to get a smoke, you know, and y'all like, "But daddy doesn't smoke." And I come back years later and want a relationship. And you're like, "Well, I don't know if I can have a relationship with you. You ain't my daddy anymore. I'm with, you know, my daddy's Chuck now." And I'm like, "Who is Chuck?" And Chuck is some other podcast. You know, so I want to be a part of your lives, but I want you to be a part of my life. And that is what we're going to get to in point number four. I met a man who probably saved this podcast, saved me as a producer of digital content. The man's name is Virgil Evans. He is, of course, a Black Canadian. I guess there's just something about Canadians and black people getting together, and they have the power to be that magical Negro that saves other Negroes. That's the twist. See, normally in pop culture, the magical Negro is a Negroid fella who helps out the white man who probably leads a privileged life anyway, but somehow this magical Negro, call him Bagger Jones or whatever, will help this dude get back to his kingdom. Okay, well, the Canadian version just helps another brother, you know, get back to his version of a kingdom, which is his little podcast. Virgil helped out. LX7.ca. Check him out. He's really into electronica, digital music, etc. So do that. And let me explain to you what Virgil explained to me. He ran a session about pod fade. Pod fade is when you don't keep up with your stuff. Okay, you let it slide for whatever reason, and you get behind. You think, oh, I'm so behind. What good is it putting it out now? And you come up with all sorts of excuses. And Virgil gave me some tips. So I met him on Friday, and he gave me 3 quick hits. And I went to a session on Saturday, right before I hopped on a bus back to Boston. It was the last thing I heard was this hour-long inspirational session about how you can conquer pod fade. But the thing that Virgil really stuck in my head is that we have a social contract, you and I, listeners. We are bound together. When I put out this show and I ask for you to listen by putting it out, I'm requesting your time. I'm requesting your energy, your investment, your emotional investment. And I've gotten your letters. Many of you are emotionally invested. Some of you have cried because of the things that have been said on the show. Others of you have laughed off of your ass at work and been embarrassed and had to act like and play it off. And that's my fault. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of that. But the fact is, you haven't been able to count on me. And that is a terrible, terrible aspect of a relationship because it destroys trust. And if you can't trust that I'm going to be there next week or at least next month, then we might as well call this whole little experiment called the Front Porch Podcast off, right? And I, folks, am not ready to do that. I am not ready to give up on you. And I hope you are not ready to give up on me. So I left PodCamp NYC with a vow. I felt that I was a born-again podcaster, if you will. And I saw this relationship that we had, and I saw it was on the rocks, but I knew it wasn't too late. It's never too late. We got something good. We had something good, and we can bring that back. So I want to renew my vows with you. That's right. We're going to have a little podcast commitment ceremony right here, right now. I brought in a pastor. Check it out.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sign of the Podfather and in the face of this company to join together this audio producer and this listener in holy subscription, which is commended to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, and solemnly. Into this holy estate these two persons present now come to be joined. If any person can show just cause why they may not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. Seeing as these remarks are pre-recorded, I cannot acknowledge any objections. Therefore, let us continue. Subscription is the union of podcaster and listener in heart, body, and mind. It is intended for their mutual joy and for the help and comfort given one another in prosperity and adversity. But more importantly, it is a means through which a stable and loving revolutionary and alternative media distribution model may be attained. Through subscription, Baratunde and his listeners make a commitment together to face their disappointments, embrace their dreams, realize their hopes, and accept each other's failures, such as when Baratunde goes 6 months without publishing one measly episode. I mean, Baratunde, come on now. A listener has certain needs and can't be expected to just wait until you're ready. If a listener can't get what she needs from you, she'll be forced to look to other podcasts. and listeners, when Baratunde requests comments in audio format, please do so. He doesn't want to have to put your emails into speech-to-text engines all because you were too lazy to call his voicemail line. We are here today before the Podfather because subscription is one of his most sacred wishes. And now, through me, he joins you together in one of the holiest bonds. Do you, Baratunde, take this listener to be your subscriber? To live together after the Podfather's ordinance in the holy estate of subscription? Will you inform her, entertain her, publish regularly and respect her time and investment in your program, air her comments and generally engage in dialogue, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, in sadness and in joy, to cherish and continually bestow upon her your heart's deepest devotion, forsaking all others, keep yourself only unto her as long as you both shall live, or until this whole podcasting thing gets taken over by big media.
I will.
And do you, listener, take Baratunde to be your podcaster? To live together after the Podfather's ordinance in the holy estate of subscription? Will you listen to him, tell your friends about him, provide feedback through email and especially voicemail, and give him high ratings in iTunes, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, in sadness and in joy, to cherish and continually bestow upon him your heart's deepest devotion, as long as you both shall live or until this whole podcasting thing gets taken over by big media? What token of commitment do you offer? Would you place the sound effect in my hand? May this sound effect be blessed as the symbol of this affectionate unity. These two lives are now joined in one unbroken circle. Wherever they go, may they always return to one another, even if it's a few weeks from now. May these two find each other the love for which all podcasters and listeners yearn. May they grow in understanding and in compassion. May the feed which they establish together be such a place that many will find there a friend, perhaps even a forum powered by PHPBB. Dare I say a wiki? Baratunde, repeat after me. Listener, you are now consecrated to me as my subscriber from this day forward, and I give you this sound effect as the pledge of my love and as the symbol of our unity. And with this sound effect, I thee commit.
Listener, you are now consecrated to me as my subscriber from this day forward, and I give you this sound effect as the pledge of my love and as the symbol of our unity, and with this sound effect, I thee commit.
And listener, you repeat after me. Baratunde, you are now consecrated to me as my podcaster from this day forward, and I give you this sound effect as the pledge of my love and as the symbol of our unity, and with this sound effect, I thee commit. May you always share with each other the gifts of love. Be one in heart and mind. May you always create a feed together that puts in your hearts love, generosity, and kindness. Inasmuch as Baratunde and his listeners have consented together in subscription before this company of audio and podcast pickle and iTunes and have pledged their faith and declared their unity, are now joined. You have pronounced yourselves podcaster and subscriber, but remember to always be each other's best friend. What therefore the Podfather has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so, by the power vested in me by the Podosphere and the Podfather himself, I now pronounce you podcaster and subscriber. And may your days be good and long upon the earth. You may now kiss the subscriber.
That's right, folks. We've renewed our vows. Let us go forth into the world in peace, or with war, but for a justified and true cause. I'm really glad. I hope you feel better. I feel better, and I will do my best to be better as far as working things out and getting this podcast off the ground. So here's what I'm looking at committing to, okay? Because it's very hard. I live multiple lives, and it's not easy trying to be a one-man media mogul. I don't know how Rupert Murdoch does it. I guess he has employees for one and money for two. But now that we've done that, I will commit to a much more regular schedule. We're not going to have any more of these six-month gaps, three-month gaps, even one-month gaps unless I get sent off to some kind of secret prison somewhere. So I'm going to look at twice a month doing something at a minimum. I may end up doing more, but I don't want to promise that I'm going to do more than that. And is this thing about to run out on me? No, good. Okay, that little meter was frightening me in GarageBand. It's my first time using GarageBand for this. So we're going to look at something, you know, at least twice a month. I have a deadline for a column that I do for the Weekly Dig in Boston. That's every other week, so I'd like to try to put this show out on the alternating weeks with that, because that thing usually keeps me up pretty late. Also, no more marathons. No more like 63-minute, 73-minute, monologues. Or massive interviews. I will continue to interview people because I come across some fascinating folks, but I'm going to keep it short. Or I will chop it up into multiple segments. I know a lot of y'all don't have these gigantic commutes in your life. And then third, I want to do mess with the format. This is an idea that Virgil gave me, lx7a.ca. Please patronize that man's web properties for what he has done for all of us. He's renewed our love. People, I'm so excited. I'm so sorry the way I treated you guys. I feel like I'm one of those bastard husbands. I'm a good man. I want to experiment with the format, and by that I mean file formats. So I've been posting up some pretty cool videos on YouTube. I might just throw some of those in the feed. So make sure you look and see what's in there, because you might find a video rather than an audio piece. You might find a PDF file, in fact, rather than an audio piece. I put out a free book. That I haven't even announced to you guys. By the way, I got a new book out. See what I mean? We're so behind. I missed all your good years. You know, like, I feel like you've grown up on me. I don't know if we're spouses or if you're my kid or if I'm the kid. But, you know, we've missed out on some important moments in each other's lives. And I don't want that to happen again. Such as, my book release. You know, I had another book come out. It's called Thank You, Congressional Pages, for Being So Damn Sexy. And many of you, if you just listened to me, you wouldn't know that. So I'm going to probably throw that book in the feed coming down the line if there's other cool things like that. And the last piece of kind of this new relationship is I want more from you guys. I want to hear from you. I want you to question me, to challenge me, to praise me, obviously. And send in, and audio would be best. It really would. You can submit an email file. To me, right now we'll stick with Front Porch Podcast at gmail.com. And of course, you can also, I have a voicemail line set up for you guys to reach me. Everybody can make long distance calls for pretty much free. So it's US code +1, area code 254, that's for Crawford, Texas, 247-3228. That's 254-BIRD-CAT. And just let me know, especially I want to hear your vows. If you could go ahead and repeat what the good pastor said earlier. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Throw in your own sound effects and let me know what you think is up. And that reminds me, it's now time for a station break.
Well, from our front porch to your front porch, this is Chris the Carpenter from the Lifted Lorax Show, and you are listening to the Front Porch Podcast.
Yeah, that's right, people. We got fans. Chris the Carpenter lifted Lorax from out Cape Cod Way, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Chris, for the bumper. See what I'm saying? Like, Chris sent that back in, like, the first week of March, and you're just hearing it here in the first week or second week of April. That ain't right. Okay, we're going to try to avoid that. Actually, Chris, this is kind of funny. Chris called the phone number, the 254 Bird Cat, and that's my Skype in line, and I had it forwarding to my cell phone, and I answered it, and I was like, "Yo, is this Barrett? This is Baratunde. Who's this?" He was like, "Is this the Baratunde from the Front Porch Podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, I was just trying to leave a voicemail. I can't believe I really got reached you." And he sent me this beautiful email with saying, you know, my voice and that the issue about my mom had made him tear up. I hope you don't mind me sharing this, Chris, but it's some touching stuff. And so thank you. And this is what I'm talking about. This is a listener contribution. And I'd like to get more into that as well, which will help. See, that'll help me help you. We got to do this, you know, a little two-way. I've been looking at this like I got to put out an NPR show every week, and then I just get overwhelmed, and the technology doesn't work. And like, I'm using this USB mic now, even though I have this like $400 FireWire interface staring at me and a beautiful dynamic microphone, realizing I should have got a condenser one and a nice, you know, quarter-inch cable running between them, and it's only coming in on one channel. You know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to use the USB one and figure that stuff out later and stop getting so frustrated and making excuses. So that's my vow, my extended vow to you. More regular shows, at least twice a month, probably more. No more marathon, you know, hour-long shows. I'll be trying to cut them up, try to cap it at 30 minutes. Throwing out some new formats, as well as expecting some more contributions from you guys. And the contributions in the form of tips, feedback, and, you know, you would like to hear me talk about certain things or talk to certain people or play certain types of things or avoid, you know, sort of subject areas, as well as contributions in the form of your voice, you know, what you have to say, you want to respond to something. We've had some really interesting topics on this show: racism in America, the military industrial complex. Some of y'all who have been with me since back in the day know I've interviewed some really cool authors. Have you read their books? What do you think? So we're going to try to make space for all that, and rather than cram it into a gigantic, you know, hour-long block, let's spread it out over a couple of weeks, but over a couple of weeks, not a couple of years, you know what I mean? So that's my goal. Next up, my announcements of live shows, and after that, some serious questions about the future of this podcast, me as an audio producer, and maybe even a name change. That's right. I've got three shows to promote, folks. April 14th, I return to my hometown of Washington, D.C. to do a real show at a real club as part of the D.C. Comedy Festival. You can check me out on Saturday, April 14th, 7 p.m. at the HR 57 main stage, opening up for Four Shades of Black. This is a show put on by the Brooklyn Comedy Company, featuring four black standout stand-ups proving that breaking the comedic stereotype is not only funny, it's hilarious. And if you know me and you know this show, you know that's true, and you're going to love these cats. We got Jordan Carlos, Michelle Buteau, Elon James White, and Baron Vaughn. For more details, check out my website, baratunde.com. April 20th, I go from D.C. Chocolate City to Iowa, whatever the opposite of a chocolate and city is. White Farm. I don't know. Iowa State, as a part of their First Amendment Day, I'll be with three other comedians, headliner Bill Burr, Air America radio personality Barry Crimmins, and comedic writer and comic Tina Dupuy. We're all going to be on a panel, Speaking Freely, The Future of Talk. That will be at 1:30 p.m. on Friday the 20th. And then at 11 p.m., we're going to be at the Stevens Auditorium doing a two-hour awesome comedy show. So check us out. Check this brother out in Iowa. And then I head back to the East because the East is the beast. April 26th, you can find me at the Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. That's Gotham, West 23rd and 7th Ave, as part of the Ivy League Comedy Showcase, promoted and produced by Mr. Sean Eli. It'll be my first time doing one of these Ivy League comedy shows, so check out and support it. You can guarantee it's going to be some pretty intelligent humor. Once again, if you like what I do here, you should love what I do there and what these other acts bring to the table. That's it for our little live comedic promotional moment. So I'm curious what you guys think about the new audio stylings on my live show promo. Try to make it sound a little cooler, a little kind of radio-like. And I switched over to GarageBand to put the show together, and I'm not as angry at it as I had been in the past because it's a different way of putting shows together. I've been used to the more live feel of Audio Hijack Pro for you geeks out there. Anyway, that's not the point. You know, I'll try to stick to my point and keep it moving because we're coming up on my 30-minute rule here. So here's what I was hinting at before I did the show promo. I have an issue of brand diffusion. I don't know if that's a real term, but it sounds right. I have a lot of different names out there for all my little digital type products. I've got my name, Baratunde. I've got my blog, which is Good Crime Think. I've got this podcast, which is the Front Porch Podcast. My email list, for those who want it, is called Newsflash with a PH. And I think I got another name out there. I can't even remember right about now. But let's just say there's a fourth one, and the fact that I can't remember it is kind of a problem. So I'm thinking, one, NPR is having this talent search thing, and I'll talk about that maybe in the next show because I want your help. I need to put together a series of sort of auditions to submit and have people vote on them. And the first one only is supposed to be 2 minutes long. So I want to pull some maybe some best of moments from the Front Porch Podcast and put those together and do a little intro to talk about what my show might be. So I'm kind of interested in what you think Baratunde on NPR would be like. And that got me thinking about this name thing in PodCamp New York, got me thinking about my brand or whatever. I'm thinking about changing the name of this podcast. Front Porch is a cool thing, is that we kind of kick it on the front porch. But Good Crime Think, which is the name of my blog, has something a bit more biting to it, has that little like social edge to it that I'm going for in my stand-up comedy. And I went with that for that name, also the name of my dig column. And just for those who don't know, the name Good Crime Think was inspired by the book 1984. According to Wikipedia, the term crime think was coined by George Orwell and used in his novel 1984. It describes the act of having committed thought crime, having thoughts that were unorthodox or were outside the official government platform. Good think, which is approved by the party, is the opposite of crime think. Thus, I chose Good Crime Think just to mess with the man. And that's what I've been trying to do on the show for overall. And I'd like to keep doing that as we move ahead with new interviews and new momentary jokes. That was the thing. Mojo. My book is called like the Mojo Quarterly. So I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast to good, you know, the Good Crime Think Podcast. I have Good Crime Think Blog, Good Crime Think Podcast, and sort of wrap myself around that. And maybe when I do interviews, that can be sort of the front porch segment, because that's what you do in an interview. You sort of kick it, talk to people. If I sort of pontificate on an extended subject, that could be just me sort of kicking it on the front porch within the show. But there is an NPR show named The Front Porch, and if I blow up, I don't want to have to sue them and get into all that. So let me know what you think about changing the name. Let me know what you think about the vows. Let me know what you think about life. Let me know what you think about the war, about Condi, about Barack and his clean eloquence, about Hillary and her money, about Giuliani and, you know, President 9/11 that he wants to be. I think we are approaching the end here. Yeah, I know we are. In fact, I program my music to start cutting me off, which will happen right about now. Yeah, you hear it kicking in. So listen, thank you very much, folks. This has been episode 26. Thanks to the Lifted Lorax Show. Thank you to Jason from B-Sots. Thank you to Virgil from LX7.ca. Thank you for the woman who came up and asked for my autograph. Thank you to PodCamp NYC. Thanks to the pastor. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to subscribers. I'm out.